This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. As the National Democratic Alliance, NDA, gears up to form the government at the centre, BJP President JP Nadda held a meeting with senior party leaders at his residence in New Delhi. Union ministers and party leaders Amit Shah, Rajnath Singh, Piyush Goyal, Prahlad Joshi, Mansukh Mandavia and Ashwini Vaishnav, and BJP National General Secretary Tarun Chugh, along with other senior leaders, were present in the meeting. JDU Chief and Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar also held a meeting with party leaders at his residence in the national capital. The meetings came a day after NDA leaders unanimously chose Narendra Modi as their leader. The NDA Parliamentary Party meeting is scheduled to be held tomorrow in New Delhi. Newly elected MPs of BJP, TDP, JDU, LJPR, Shiv Sena Shinde faction, JDS and other constituent parties of NDA are expected to attend the meeting. The JDU today said it has not put any conditions with regard to cabinet berth in the new NDA government. Talking to Akashvani News, party spokesperson K.C. Tyagi said BJP President J.P. Nadda and Union Minister Rajnath Singh have been given the responsibility to talk to NDA alliance partners with regard to cabinet formation and meetings are taking place in this regard. He, however, said JDU wants special status for Bihar as it will help in addressing the issues of poverty, unemployment and migration from the state. JDU won 12 Lok Sabha seats in Bihar and it is going to play a crucial role in the new NDA government as BJP fell short of the majority mark of 272, securing 240 seats in the Lok Sabha elections. Ahead of the swearing-in ceremony of Narendra Modi as the Prime Minister of the country for the third consecutive term, senior officers including Information and Broadcasting Secretary Sanjay Jaju, Prasar Bharati CEO Gaurav Dwivedi, Akashvani DG Moshmi Chakravarti and Doordarshan DG Kanchan Prasad among others today reviewed the setup for coverage at the Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi. Yesterday, NDA members had unanimously supported Narendra Modi's name as the Prime Minister and the leader of the alliance. INDIA bloc leaders held multiple meetings in the national capital today. Trinamool Congress National General Secretary and MP Abhishek Banerjee and party leader Derek O'Brien met Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav at his residence in New Delhi. Aam Aadmi Party leader and Rajya Sabha MP Raghav Chadha held a meeting with Shiv Sena UBT leader Sanjay Raut. The meetings came a day after INDIA bloc held its first alliance meeting post the Lok Sabha election results at Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge's residence in the national capital. The Election Commission today issued the notification for the election to three seats of Rajya Sabha in Kerala. The tenure of CPI leader Binoy Vishwam, CPIM leader Elamaram Karim and KCM leader Jose K. Mani is ending on the 1st of July. Notification for bypoll to one seat in the Rajya Sabha from Maharashtra was also issued today. The seat fell vacant due to the resignation of NCP leader Praful Patel. With the issuance of notification, filing of nomination for the four seats in Kerala and Maharashtra have begun. The nominations can be filed till the 13th of this month. Polling will be held on the 25th of June. Meanwhile, nine members of the Rajya Sabha have been elected to the Lok Sabha in the recently concluded general elections. The Supreme Court has directed the Himachal Pradesh government to release 137 cusecs of surplus water available with it for Delhi, which is facing water shortage. The vacation bench of Justices P.K. Mishra and K.V. Vishwanathan said the Himachal Pradesh government has no objection and is willing to release the surplus water available with it. The Apex Court directed the Haryana government to facilitate the flow of surplus water released by Himachal Pradesh so that it reaches the national capital. The top court made it clear that there should be no wastage of water by the Delhi government. It said the 137 cusecs of surplus water be released by Himachal Pradesh tomorrow with prior intimation to Haryana. In the French Open tennis, men's doubles semi-finals match between Indo-Australian pair of Rohan Bopanna and Matthew Ebden and 11th seeds Simone Bolelli and Andrea Vavasori of Italy is underway in Paris. And with that, we end this news bulletin.